applause for the Good Day program. Hooray! Yay. Jennifer, let's applaud the Good Day program.
Yay!
That's not enthusiasm.
Yay!
No, more enthusiasm.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's a little bit better.
Wait, if it were Arsenio Hall?
Yeah, right.
So what happened to you, Dougie? Are you okay?
I'm a little sleepy. Other than that, I'm fine.
What happened?
Serious. What happened is one of those famous mechanicals. And here I was trying to save being the good, responsible boy and saving a couple of $100. It was $300 to go the round trip. I think it was $312 or something, from Boston to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here now in Los Angeles. Came out last night, and I'm staying until Sunday morning. My daughter had a pretty serious operation yesterday, and I want to spend a couple of days with her, making sure she's okay. And certainly her father's presence will make her feel much better, much quicker. Anyway, so Tom Parsons people say, all right, this is the way you do this. And so we look at the usual flights that I take, same time of the day. I usually try to stick to a fairly consistent schedule, which gets me out late in the afternoon or early in the evening. And I usually get here into L.A. about 9 or 10 o'clock. So they said, okay, you can save $200 if you go through Dallas. There's a flight that starts in Boston, goes through Dallas, and gets to L.A. at midnight. So I figured, okay. And you said to me when I told you, why do you do that to yourself? I figured I'd sleep on the plane.
Won't. You never do.
No, actually, I do. I slept a little bit last night on the plane, but come up with a sore back and, the other things, the crinkle cutter stuff. So there was a mechanical in Dallas. We had to get off one plane, get on another plane, and guess what? The second plane had a mechanical. So we sat there while they fixed some pressure gauge for the hydraulic system, which you all, you want to know that that's working. Thank you very much. So it's about 4 hours before I'm supposed to be here on the air. It's 10 o'clock West Coast time, and I'm supposed to be on the air at 2 o'clock West Coast time. Actually, 1, but I can pad the first hour. So anyway, I call Kenny up and say, you better figure out something.
He did. Was up too late last night, so it's going to be a great show. Because he text messaged me and said, you and I, tomorrow
get ready
at 6 a.m., baby cake. And I said, no problem, and then I went to bed.
No problem. All right, well, let's show how well we can perform here. 9 after the hour, Friday. It is the 16th of August, and the San Diego mayor, as long as we're doing West Coast stuff, we're all here on the West Coast. Jennifer's here on the West Coast in L.A. I'm here at the studios of the CRN Digital Network, which is right up the street, actually, from where Jen Jen lives,
right.
But she didn't come here to be with me. She
nope.
Was lazy, didn't want to put her clothes on. Ken Kessler down in San Diego.
I could have come in as is and surprised you.
All right. So from a press conference yesterday, this is the latest lady to come up with, there's 16 now, I think, Kenny, right? You're in
yes.
San Diego. This Mayor Bob Filner must be a real piece of work. This woman's 67 years old. Her name is Peggy Shannon. She was a part-time employee at the Senior Citizen Service Desk at City Hall. She came forward and listened to her accusations.
Mayor Filner started coming by my desk several times a day. He would take my hand and talk about us getting together the next weekend. I knew he was engaged, and I felt very shocked and upset that he would think I would go out with him. Every day that I went to work, I had butterflies in my stomach because I did not know what was going to happen the next time the mayor came by my desk. On the day that Mayor Filner came by my desk and asked me if I thought he could go 8 hours in one night, I was shocked that he would say that to me. I was working and had to get myself together to continue my job at the Senior Citizen Service Desk. I was very bothered by this statement and went home and cried again. On July 12th, the day after I saw the first media coverage, when the mayor walked by my desk and motioned for me to be quiet, I was blown away. He had said in the news release that he was sorry for the way he treated his female staff. Then the next day, he said he had done nothing wrong.
Right.
I feel now that he was not sorry. Mayor Filner, I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. I have 3 sons, 4 grandsons, and 2 great-grandsons. As our mayor, you should be, but are not, a role model for any of them. Mayor Filner, I want to protect working women. It is long overdue for you to do the right thing, and the right thing now is for you to go.
Now, there are all kinds of sort of snide comments one can make at this point, but the practical reality is this guy is a dirtbag.
Right. Because when she first said that he would grab her hand and kind of, you know, maybe he was just kind of playing around.
But honey, do you want to go out with me this weekend and I can go 8 hours?
Do you want to go out with me this weekend is kind of like a play around, I can go 8 hours. That's crossing the line, sir.
Crossing the line?
Yes. Holy mackerel.
All right, so what's the local angle on this, Kenny?
Loserville.
You recall a week or so ago he was going to go and get some help in some rehab facility.
But he was fixed quickly.
Yeah, he left early, claiming that he's doing it on an outpatient basis now, but no one knows where he is right now. The city council...
Did he check his strip club?
Well, we know he's not at Hooters. They were going to let him in.
All right.
But the city council, in the few days he was gone, had the locks to the mayor's office changed.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But nobody knows. He's been out of sight. Nobody knows where he is. He hasn't said anything publicly.
What's his wife like? What do we know about his wife?
He's not married.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was
fiancé.
No, he was engaged when this started, but I don't think he is anymore.
Really?
He's engaged, but not with a woman anymore.
How old a guy is this Filner?
70.
70?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how old was his fiancée?
She was younger. She was maybe in her 40s, maybe 30s even.
Really?
So, I would really hope that her last name would be Up, so that in the wedding invitation it would say, Filner Up! Wedding.
Nice, all right, so that's the latest from San Diego. Langa, munga, lunga. All right, everybody, can still hear me?
It's not you, Dougie. It's me.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
All right, so Evan is, or somebody's going to, Michael will deal with that. Meanwhile, I want you to deal with a problem that a lot of people in our country have, a lot of people around the world have thinning hair. So if it's a problem for you, you're not really worried about those around the world, other than those who have used Provia and have had great luck with it. So if you hear from people, I've read a number of emails on the air that are very cool from people, both men and women, who are thrilled that Provia works as well as it does. So if you're losing your hair, you need to pay attention to me for the next 60 seconds, because this is the way to fix the problem without having any nasty side effects whatsoever. None. Zero. Even if you've had thinning hair for decades, you do not have to have that problem anymore. Try Provia, absolutely risk-free. Results are guaranteed or your money back. And what will the results be? The pores be cleansed and the hair will start growing again. There's also a property in Provia that makes the hair thicker, so you'll look better, and it won't take 3 or 4 months for the stuff to start growing. And you get that much in the order when you dial 800-525-8319. You'll get, I think it's 4 months, as a matter of fact. You can try Provia risk-free again with guaranteed results by dialing 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Stephan, you get a free month supply, free upgrade to priority shipping, and a free surprise gift. So there's a lot of incentive for you to get that hair growing back again. Ladies and gentlemen, start your calling, 800-525-8319. Order right now. You can go online to tryprovia.com. That'll help you learn a little bit more than I can tell you in 60 seconds. You're going to like it. You're going to love it. You're going to talk to other people about how it's worked so well. 800-525-8319 to get your hair to grow again.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, Healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buying a new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
All right, let's mess around with the latest from the NSA. Jennifer and Kenny and I have been talking off the air about the report that came out, I think it was yesterday. The Washington Post broke the story about the privacy rules that have been broken thousands and thousands and thousands of times per year by the NSA.
And, you know, this came straight from Ed Snowden, allegedly. This is where the documents came from to the Post.
Yeah. Well, but this is this show how they're lying through their teeth. The NSA isn't telling us the truth about what they do. And
you ready for the list, the laundry list? Is the worst ones, most significant violations?
Yeah.
Unauthorized use of information on more than 3,000 Americans and green card holders. The Post also reported a large number of calls from Washington were intercepted in 2008 after the Washington area code was 202 was confused with the code 20, which is the code for dialing to Egypt.
Good work, guys.
Yeah.
What else? Pretty sharp. That's it. Most people think 200 is the same as 20. What else?
Also, they found 2,776 incidents in the prior 12 months of improper collection and handling of communications. That was from this May. And the special court that oversees the NSA did not learn about a new collection method until it had been underway for months. This is their oversight. Yeah. So it's funny how these things would start without getting approval.
What a shock, right?
Yep.
Well, apparently they've just gone and done whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
As they thought they had the authority, and nobody's checking on them. There's no checks. There's no balances.
They're like
another
the 70s.
Example.
Hey, man, whatever feels good.
Right. Well, but unfortunately, you and I are paying the price not only with our tax dollars, but with the invasion of our privacy. And if there are thousands of these that they found, how many more tens of thousands are there? Another reason not to trust the government. You don't. What is there that they tell you that is true and honest? You're under arrest, maybe. Okay, yeah,
that's true.
That
and
that, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You owe us more money. That's what the IRS
true,
says.
Honest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true and honest. Other than that, what do we? Oh, we won the election. That's the other
true
thing.
True
like
and
yeah.
honest.
Well,
yeah. Ish.
Maybe not. Yeah. Right. 21 after on Good Day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This was his last number one song. Crank it up, Michael. I believe, Kenny, you can check me on this. This was 74, or was it 75 or 76? Somewhere in the mid-70s, though, is what I remember about it. Am I right?
77.
So, this was the same year he died. This was his last number one song, called Moody Blue. We talk about Elvis today in great detail, because every year on the anniversary of his passing, it becomes a great conversation piece. For those of you who didn't remember, he passed away August 16, 1977. Rest from his Graceland home to the Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis. Doctors' efforts to revive him were fruitless. He was actually dead on arrival because of a coronary arrhythmia. The king of rock and roll, 42 years of age.
Way too young.
Really done himself in with all the drugs that he was on. In my lifetime, as much as you talk about the individual members, even of the Beatles, there's nobody that has come close. Even Frank Sinatra, in many ways, couldn't beat the impact that Elvis Presley had on the nation, on the music world. And so fans from around the world, the weekend after that, went in there. Elvis had 107 chart
toppers. Is that incredible?
It's just
at 42, he died with that.
Yep,
wow.
Right. Yep. He had all kinds of fans all around the world. First hit was Heartbreak Hotel, 1956, and then the last one was this one. Actually, there was a song called Guitar Man that was released in 1981. It had 28 gold records. I remember walking around Graceland. Have either of you been to Graceland?
Yes, I have been.
Right, so you've been in that room Oh, Kenny, you got to go.
It is awesome.
Yeah, you really have to go, especially somebody like you that's so connected to music. You really got to go.
And it's so funny because it's tiny.
Yeah. Hey, it's a small place, yeah.
Yeah.
The house is not a big, it's not a mansion at all.
No, you think it's going to be, but it's not. And every room, like, dumps into a gift shop. It's so funny.
That's true.
Because everybody needs an Elvis spoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, they go around the bedrooms and the bathrooms, and it's just, but it's not a big house. And it's in a dumpy neighborhood. It is not a neat neighborhood at all. Across the street, the airplanes, they used to fly around. It's just, it's a great experience, so you ought to check it out. Elvis, remember it today on Good Day, 26 past the hour. All right, so as if we haven't had enough about San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, the only late-night show that's live this week is Conan O'Brien's, and here he goes to town on the San Diego Mayor.
Speaking of hooting, I got to mention this story. I mentioned this last night. I don't know if you're aware of it, but... Mayor Filner of San Diego.
Yes.
You know, who's had, I think, 14
women.
Women have come forward and said this guy,
harassed them.
Sexually harassed them, yes. Well, in San Diego, Hooters restaurants are refusing to serve Mayor Filner because they say he is disrespectful to women in his office. Yeah. The CEO said there's a time and a place to be disrespectful to women, and that's at a Hooters. When you do it.
All right. So, Michael, can you get the audio from the video of the day? One of the other late night shows, Jimmy Kimmel apparently had Oprah Winfrey on. She revealed a condition that she has which interrupted her interview.
But I have to say, Forrest Whitaker is just the most...
He is. He's unbelievable in the movie.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I just got that feeling again.
What feeling?
You know, that feeling. I get that feeling, you know?
Oh.
That feeling.
Should we stop or something? Or
No. I really didn't want it to happen here.
Are you all right?
But I'm getting it. You lady in the blue, you right there, you. Come up here a minute, please.
What is this? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Please, could you come up here a minute? What's your name? Brittany?
Brittany,
come sit here just a minute. Okay.
Hi, Brittany.
How are you? This is what I want to say to you, Brittany. Okay. I want to say this to you. You get a call!
Jeez. 28 past the hour, good day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Low engine temps are a sign of good engine health. Friction. You know engines that run hot are just a step away from overheating, but engines that run too cool are also in danger. Why? Low engine temps can cause dreaded water intrusion. Water collects in oil when the natural condensation that occurs in engine startups is not dissipated. Typical of short trips when engines aren't brought up to full operating temperature. An advantage of synthetic oil is its additive package, like Royal Purple's Centrelec technology, that combats the hostile environment caused by water intrusion. Consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsproducts.com. That's barsproducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on. It's now 33 at the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here. We have Michael Foyer at the controls in our studio in Washington. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. I'm a little distracted because I was thinking of you and I saw this email, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, after listening to our psychic, Lisa Lano, on the other day,
yep.
We were talking, as often when you're into a psychic conversation, it usually it comes around to relationships,
mm-hmm.
right? And isn't that what you go, wouldn't the psychic be...
Yeah, it's either money or relationships.
Right, usually. Or health.
Or
sometimes
health.
Sometimes health.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, this lady named Marianne sent me an email, and she refers to hindsight in her relationships, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy at all, but I did think of you when I saw this a few minutes ago. She says, we've all had epiphanies only later to realize that we knew the answer all along.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite frustrating to know that you did in fact pick up on the initial clues, yet you were in too much denial to take action at that point. If only we could train ourselves to trust our instincts, the clues that are placed in front of us. Here's my story. She said there were signs that indicated I wouldn't, or this particular relationship wouldn't work out, but I refused to believe it, even though I knew it was doomed. Here is an example of what happened. My boyfriend and I went to a Hooters because he was obsessed with the Florida Gators football team. As a result, I was there with him and all of his friends. As a matter of fact, I went on my birthday with him, and one of his boyfriend's friends gave me a cult film about alligators. My first thought was that this DVD would go into our future shared collection of movies when we lived together. However, I immediately saw in my boyfriend's expression that he was jealous that I got this. Furthermore, I sensed his irritation toward his friend. It was a small moment, but it resonated with me. I never forgot about that.
He was mad because his friend gave her some stupid movie about gators?
Right, exactly. But she was saying, after listening to the psychic the other day, talk about these things that come up, energy things, and understanding that you have an opportunity to learn from those things, little things that are said, trusting your instincts, basically, is what this lady thought that Lisa was talking about. And in fact, she said, yep, I look back on it now, and she's right. And now when I get into a relationship, I think long and hard about things. I think you can turn that around, though, and you can be too critical. I think you can look for every little thing and ruin relationships that otherwise could have a future, because nobody is perfect. you're going to find something. If you look hard enough, you're going to find something wrong with a person, whether it's the man or the woman. You're going to do it. Now, there are those things that are hard to find, and then there are those things that are easy to find. I would have said that sort of thing was fairly easy, and I wondered about you, Jennifer, whether you ever went through something like that, or if you have learned to trust your instincts and then just kind of hit the road.
Trust my instincts. My problem is I'm so positive in life, but yet when I get into a relationship, I'm just waiting for it not to work.
Why?
So I think she's a little different. She was already planning their future and ignoring the cues. I look for cues to give me reasons to take off.
You do?
Yeah. Seriously, it's sad. But at least I know it about myself now. It took me a few years to figure that out and to realize that, like you just said, not everybody's, you know, the perfect scenario is not going to pop up. So you look for someone that you have fun with, that's your friend, that, you know, the other things are there. So.
You're sure you're not related to a friend of mine?
Hey, I'm just telling you. That's how I understand.
All right. Let's get back to some of the other issues of the day. The president has condemned Egypt's interim government. What's the latest count, Kenny? 520, 30 people, something like that, that are dead in this thing?
I saw over 600.
Over 600
this morning, yes.
Right. Okay. So the president says he's not going to allow a planned joint military operation with the Egyptians to go ahead. He thinks that they ought to put Morsi back in power. There's a state of emergency there. They're running over people with bulldozers. I heard a call earlier where a fellow decided that he thought that America looked bad because they were using Caterpillar bulldozers to run over people, and that made America look bad. I mean, the bulldozers are made here. We can't. That's kind of like the gun doesn't shoot people. People do. We can't help that they're using American-made. We're happy they buy our stuff.
Bulldozers, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's a little
It's a really bad situation because, in my estimation, there's like three choices here. There's either assist the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Assist the military, which is doing kind of icky things.
Yes.
Or do nothing and lose all control over any little bit of control that we had in Middle East.
Why should we have any? Why?
Why? Because I think it's important for our safety and for our future that we have some control in those regions.
Don't agree.
I do.
But that's okay. I know you do. You agree with yourself.
I agree with myself.
Good
that's
for
why
you.
I say those things.
I know you do. Good for you. All right. So anyway, we have at 888-302-3684 some calls. Actually, this is a montage of some of the input that's come from talk radio callers. Before I go there, Kenny, what have you got from social media on Egypt, whether it's facebook.com/goodday or Twitter @goodday show?
This person has no name, says Obama's response to Egypt massacre is basically, we won't play with you anymore, but we'll still give you our toys.
Well, no, I thought that they would. That $1.3 billion has been held up in armaments and toys, if you will. That's not going. I think that. Isn't that the case?
He hasn't cut the money yet. He cut a Obama cut a training exercise that was scheduled with the military.
But this isn't about money. This is about armaments of war. $4 billion a year in aid they get from us. This time around is $1.3 billion in planes, trains, and automobiles. Or, you know, you get the drift.
Yeah.
Armaments, guns, that kind of stuff. So he said, not any. This stuff's not going to go. All right, what else do you have, Kenny?
And Amy says there are many reasons to have contempt for the Muslim Brotherhood, but none to justify their mass murder.
There's no justification for this whatsoever, and everybody knows that. 888-302-3684. So here are a number of talk radio callers put together in sort of a montage, and this is what they had to say about what's going on from their perspective in Egypt, and what do we do about it?
I think the United States should certainly give aid to Egypt, to the new government in Egypt. We never should have supported the overthrow of the old regime. This is a wonderful reaction that the people in Egypt see. They see that they were being ruled by a bunch of terrorists. This is modern. These are Muslims who are doing away with the Islamic extremists. We should support them militarily, and we should hope that the Islamic Brotherhood is, members of that are wiped out, dead. We should support that militarily. We should send troops to help them.
Disgusted last night when I was watching the news and I saw a Caterpillar bulldozer in there bulldozing the area where these people were. That equipment, I'm sure, was bought with money that the United States gave the Egyptian army. And I just think of, you know, how that equipment is used in this country to build things, and we're over there destroying stuff. It just makes me sick. We need to just stop the money we're giving them, because our heritage, everything is attached to that. I mean, you look at the name Caterpillar, and it means United States of America. I mean, they may as well have been killing those people with M16A1s, you know, the weapon that we use in the United States military. Our name is all over this. We just need to stop.
As unfortunate as this is, the Islamic Brotherhood in Morsi, I think, could be analogous to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. The Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that Al-Qaeda sprang from. They are radical jihadists. They have fomented violence here, and they are turning public opinion, including American public opinion, against the Egyptian army, which is, in fact, the only stabilizing force over there. And people make a big deal out of saying, but they were democratically elected. So was Adolf Hitler.
Food for thought there, yeah?
Yep.
888-302-3684. Up in a moment, what did the president do when Bin Laden was being killed? What was he doing while the raid was taking place? That conversation and tidbit as we continue with the interesting stories.
It involves cards.
Yes, it does. And not tarot cards.
No.
888-302-3684. On Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
musicians. August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dive bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
All right, let's get back to the conversation here about the president and what he was doing. I'm not sure why this is coming up now, except that the person involved with the president apparently wanted to talk about it. So here's Pete and Eau Claire listening to WAYY. What was, according to the former aide to the president, what was the president doing with him during the bin Laden raid?
I believe they were attending a dinner.
No, they weren't.
I thought they were attending a dinner. Okay.
No, they weren't.
It gets better. Just wait.
Yeah, it does get better.
Better.
Thanks for the shot at it, Pete. All right, Jen, you want to tell the story?
They were playing spades, Dougie.
Yeah, playing cards.
Yep.
Oh, man, I almost said something. I'm glad I didn't.
Gotta not say that, Dougie.
Excuse me. Oh, listen, I thought better of it at the...
You did.
At the correct moment. Anyway, they spent some of the time, the aide is Reggie Love. There were large chunks of time where he and the team were just waiting. And so the president decided he wanted to play some cards. Most people were in the Situation Room. And the president said, I'm not going to go down there. I can't watch this thing.
Let's go play Go Fish.
Right, exactly. This was at some UCLA forum last month. They played 15 hands, 15 games of spades to break the tension. I don't even remember how to play spades.
I don't know. I know it's on the computer.
Is it?
I think you, like, pass a card or something. I don't know.
I
played it on the computer before.
Who plays cards? I was just thinking last
time. It's about getting, like, suits lined up, I think, if I remember right. Like,
is
suits
it?
Of cards, yeah.
So if you have all spades or you have all hearts or you have all... I mean, clubs.
Oh, no, maybe that's
diamonds.
Hearts. Never mind. I don't know how to play spades. That's hearts I'm thinking
Somebody
of.
Somebody call us and tell us how to play spades, will you please? How clueless are we? We don't know how to play spades.
I know how to play canasta like a champion, though.
I can play cribbage with you.
Oh, I don't know how to play that.
No? All right. Mm-hmm. So I'll teach you how to play cribbage. I can't tell you last time I played cards.
I love playing cards. I love games.
Kenny, you a card player?
I used to be. I was just trying to remember. I don't know the last time
how to play
cards.
Spades?
No, I played poker.
Poker?
I don't even know her.
Spades.
Oh, that's so...
You know, but it's funny every time, Doug.
That's so...
It
well, thank
is.
You
it's
for
just,
reminding me of that. Yeah. All right. Yep. Oh, I'm going to get all kinds of comments.
We're both tired. Come on, we'll have it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a silly program today. I want to say hi to my friend Tony Paradiso.
Tony!
Who is listening. You've talked to Tony, haven't we?
I met Tony.
That's right, too. You did meet Tony. Right. He's listening in Tiffin at WTTF. I do? How do I know how to? Oh, Doug. All right, but we haven't got time for him, have we? Have we got time? Yeah, we do have time.
We do.
Doug, Brownwood,
yes,
Brownwood, Texas. Hi, how are you doing?
Yes, fine.
All right, tell us how to play spades.
Spades is the spades of the trumps. They have the highest card or highest hands on or highest cards on each deck or each set.
Mm-hmm.
Like spades, stuff like that. You play them, but if a guy doesn't have one of those hearts or diamonds or something like that, plus he trumps it with a spade and gets a trick.
Oh, so like you put out the highest card, and whoever gets that gets
right.
The pot.
If you ever played 42, it's like that in dominoes or 84. It's you got your trumps that beat everything else if you don't have any of those.
Right, it's like a wild card.
Huh. I'm still not there, but it sounds like you guys figured it out, so that's good. Thank you for the information, sir. That's Doug with Doug and Jennifer and Kenny on Good Day.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Significant losses on Wall Street. A one-day thing, or is it more than that? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Rough day for the markets. In fact, we haven't seen a day like this in quite a while. The Dow, with a drop of 225 points yesterday. We'll have more of the numbers for you in a few moments. But the question is, why the big hit? The experts say stocks fell, at least in part, due to a disappointing earnings report from Walmart. Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says with earnings season almost over, investors are now looking at other economic signs.
The focus got back on the economy. The focus gets back on the Fed, of course, and some of the policy decisions. Jackson Hole. There's a lot of different things that I think the markets finally put their focus back towards, and you're seeing a bit of a pullback.
And this pullback, says Najarian, isn't affecting just one industry.
It is literally a broad-based pullback. You're not seeing just an individual sector being brought to the woodshed. This has been all the sectors in unison just pulling back, so it's a very methodical move to the downside, and you're not seeing the major spikes in volatility that you might expect.
New economic reports are also affecting the markets. A drop in jobless claims has many on Wall Street speculating the Federal Reserve will reduce stimulus spending this year. Elsewhere on the financial front, a federal judge is not going to be making a decision on American Airlines' bankruptcy plan. The judge said yesterday the Justice Department's lawsuit over its merger with U.S. Airways is the reason for the delay. He's giving both sides until August 23rd, 1 week from today, to say why he should or should not rule on American Airlines' plan to exit from bankruptcy. An American spokesperson said the company will continue to plan as though the merger is going to happen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-8153. That's 1-800-236-8153. 1-800-236-8153.
As we mentioned earlier, not a good day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off 225 points, closing at 15,112. NASDAQ dropped 63 points. S&P with a loss of 24. We have an auto recall to tell you about. Luxury automaker Jaguar, or as some people pronounce it, Jaguar or Jaguar. In any case, they are recalling nearly 3,000 cars over problems with stalling and power windows. The recall includes nearly 1,000 2013 model XF GTDI cars due to a hose clamp that could detach and cause stalling. Jaguar is also recalling nearly 2,000 XK convertibles because of power windows that, we're told, could be inadvertently activated. And finally, instant replay. And lots of it is coming to Major League Baseball. Commissioner Bud Selig has announced that virtually all plays, other than balls and strikes, will be reviewable by replay starting next season. Managers will be allowed up to 3 replay challenges per game. Baseball owners are expected to approve this in November. Reaction: San Francisco Giants manager Bruce Bochy thinks his fellow managers and umpires alike will welcome this proposal.
It's all about getting it right, so I'm excited to hear that this has a strong possibility of being part of the game.
Well, Washington Nationals manager Davey Johnson begs to differ. He thinks this 3-challenge system will drag out games even more.
I mean, this game could be taking 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours compared to the 3+ hours we endure now. What with needless pitching changes, batters stepping out of the box in every pitch, and an overall pace only a snail could love. But like it or not, replays galore, here we come, which means we may have to alter a classic baseball routine.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to? I don't know. I don't know if it throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Wait a second, Lou. I'm sorry. One of the managers is challenging that triple play. We'll have to stand by as they check the replay.
And I don't give a darn.
Hold it. What did you just say?
I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's the name of the replay umpire in New York making the call. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change your policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.